According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, HIV is spreading among gay Hispanic men, particularly those under the age of 30. Researchers say young Hispanics are acquiring the virus that causes AIDS at greater rates than other groups, putting them on the leading edge of transmission. Stigma about homosexuality in the Hispanic community may be part of the problem. Wendy Rigby from Texas Public Radio reports from San Antonio.
For Joey Garcia, life as a gay teenager in the Rio Grande Valley of Texas was never easy.
I was 13 years old when I revealed it to my parents that I was gay. They actually kicked me out of the house.
And it wasn't just his family. Garcia says his lifestyle was often frowned upon by people in the traditional, sometimes macho, often religious Hispanic community.
There's definitely a lot of stigma. I see it all the time.
Garcia's 24 now. 4 years ago, he went to a pride event in San Antonio. They offered free HIV tests, and so he got one. He'd done it before, and he didn't think he had anything to worry about. When the results were positive, he was stunned.
I ended up not practicing safe sex with one of my partners who was apparently cheating on me at the time. I was in shock for a little bit. I didn't really know what to say.
Texas, along with California and Florida, has the highest number of new HIV cases in the country, with more than 4,400 new cases in each of those states in the last reporting year, which was 2015. And, says infectious disease Dr. Barbara Taylor of UT Health San Antonio, young Hispanic gay patients have it particularly rough.
You are stigmatized because you are a minority. You might be stigmatized because you're gay. And then you're stigmatized again because you're living with HIV.
Taylor says Garcia's part of a new generation of HIV patients, young Hispanic men showing up in HIV clinics in alarming numbers. While overall rates of new HIV cases in the U.S. are on the decline, genetically linked cases are showing up in clusters, meaning groups of people are being infected with similar strains of the virus. The CDC has identified 16 clusters in Texas and is monitoring dozens of HIV clusters around the country. That information provides a starting point for intervention, including wider use of the prescription HIV prevention drug known as PrEP or Truvada for people at high risk.
I think it's a game changer. In places in the South and in Texas, I think this could dramatically change what we see.
That's Philip Schnars, a kinesiology, health, and nutrition professor at the University of Texas at San Antonio. He's a vocal advocate for increased access to PrEP and says the daily pill isn't often prescribed in certain parts of the country. The idea of an HIV prevention drug rankles some people who contend using it encourages risky sexual behavior. As a gay man himself, Schnars disagrees.
It is cheaper to prevent it than to actually treat it, right? So that's good for everybody. There shouldn't be stigma around this. This is something that you're doing that's going to protect you, and that's a good thing.
More than a million people in the U.S. are living with HIV. With the right medications, they don't infect others and can lead long lives. But Dr. Barbara Taylor says without a cultural shift and broader access to testing and care, nothing will change anytime soon.
We have the tools to prevent HIV. We just have to get them to the right people at the right times. From my perspective as an infectious disease doctor, new infections are a failure on our part. If we could put everybody diagnosed with HIV on treatment, we would stop the HIV epidemic in its tracks.
Hispanics are disproportionately affected by HIV. They make up 17% of the U.S. population, but 25% of all new cases of the virus, a disturbing increase in infections. For Here and Now, I'm Wendy Rigby.